The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Living Strong, brought to you by Sun City West Christian Church.
The Daily Mail a few days ago quoted a NASA official, a former astronaut named Bill Nelson. Bill studied 144 UFOs spotted by American forces, and at the end of the study concluded that we're not alone in the universe. After he examined all the evidence, he said, "Are we alone? Personally, I don't think we are." Huffington Post reported that based upon scientific evidence, a large number of NASA scientists believe we're not alone. Aliens, creatures of the universe, have been a regular part of the theme of so many movies for decades. We've saw series like Star Trek, Star Wars, The Outer Limits, Lost in Space, Stargate, to name just a few of thousands. And all are built on the premise of alien life. There was a science fiction book of the title, The Year 2440. It's significant because it came out in 1771. Both Thomas Jefferson and George Washington owned copies of that science fiction book. And what about unidentified flying objects that are called angels? One man said, "My mother-in-law is an angel." The other said, "You're lucky, mine's still alive." At a party, one angel asked another angel, "Heaven a good time?" Angels light candles with a match made in heaven. And this is profound. Why do angels have men's names and hurricanes have women's names? Just saying. Early Native American settled in Central California, they named the place there Yanga, Y-A-A, Yanga. It means the place of poison oak. In 1542, the Spanish Empire conquered that same place and renamed it the Angels, Los Angeles. Based on what it's become, maybe they should call itself Poison Oak or maybe Lost Fallen Angels. There are many books about angels, TV shows, movies, computer games, decorations, toys. There's one internet site that lists 2,347 different angel items you can buy from them. Polls reveal that 80% of Americans believe in angels. That's 231 million Americans. 40% who say they never attend religious services, they still believe in angels. Angels are in the Garden of Eden. They're in the book of Revelation, and they are mentioned about 300 times in the Bible. They have supernatural powers and a divine purpose. And angels are compared and contrasted with Jesus in Hebrews chapter 1. That's where we're going to be at today. Hebrews 1, spoiler alert, Jesus is best. Here's some of the most famous angels. You may have heard of Gabriel, Michael, Lucifer. He's a fallen angel. And then there's Clarence Oddbody. He's from an 1843 novel by Charles Dickens. It was made into a movie in 1946. It's a Wonderful Life. And it starred James Stewart as George Bailey. The American Film Institute rated It's a Wonderful Life number one most inspirational American film of all time. And in that film, Angel Clarence Oddbody earned his wings by the end of the movie. Don't you love a happy ending? But if you want an accurate understanding of angels, you need to turn to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews 1 is a pivotal thing, taking in all of the Old Testament and all of the New Testament in one summation. In Hebrews 1, angels are an important part of God's plan. Angels are mentioned 8 times in 14 verses in Hebrews 1. The chapter talks about God the Father, God the Son, and angels. All of them are real. 34 out of 66 books of the Bible talks about angels. 17 books of the Old Testament, 17 in the New. Here's some fast facts about angels. They were created before man. They ate food, according to Genesis 19. Some angels have sinned, 2 Peter 2:4, and there are different types of angels. They have ranks or hierarchy. They're not meant to be worshipped, according to Revelation 19. They have human emotions like joy and longing. They don't get married, according to Matthew 22. There are guardian angels, first mentioned in Psalm 34, and they take interest in human affairs. They have free will. Some angels have wings, some don't. Some appear as strangers, we'll learn about it in Hebrews 13. But all of them are subject to Jesus, according to 1 Peter 3:22. They are innumerable, Hebrews 12. Some are chained up, fascinating, Jude chapter 1. And they might even be present in healing, as it was in John 5, where an angel stirred the water at the pool of Bethesda. They can reveal themselves in dreams, like Matthew 1. They're immortal. They can't die, Luke 20. They carry out God's plans and glorify Him. Angel, singular, shows up 199 times in the Bible. Angels, plural, shows up 93 times. They work alone and they work in groups. Angel, angelos, is translated messenger, delegate, someone sent by God to proclaim His message. And angelos actually refers to pastors in the seven churches of Revelation. Some angels have been given charge over elements like fire and water, and you can read about it in Revelation. Michael, the archangel, is the highest ranking angel mentioned in the Bible. Daniel 12:1 says, Michael is the guardian angel over the nation of Israel. Michael only says four words recorded in the Bible. It's amazing. Jude 1:9, the Lord rebuke you. Whoa. As powerful as angels are individually and collectively, they're nothing compared to their boss, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And how many angels are there? John wrote in Revelation 5, I heard the voices of many angels. They numbered 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands times thousands. 10,000 times 10,000 is 100 million. And he saw those all in one place in one time. Daniel saw the same number. Daniel 7:10, a river of fire flowed. It came out from him. Thousands and thousands served him. 10,000 times 10,000 were stationed in front of him. The court convened and the books were opened. Later in Hebrews, we will read in the 12th chapter, you've come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to countless thousands of angels in joyful gathering. Some have speculated there may be as many angels as humans. And they base that on Matthew 18:10. Jesus said, beware that you don't look down on any of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels are always in the presence of my heavenly Father. And if that's true, one for one, there would be billions of angels. And what's the relationship between Jesus and angels? Colossians 1:16 says that Jesus was created before them and by them. Christ Himself is the Creator who made everything in heaven and earth, the things we can see and the things we can't. The spirit world with its kings and kingdoms, its rulers and authorities were all made by Christ for His own use and glory. He was before all else began, and it is by His power that holds everything together. Luke 1. The angel Gabriel announces the birth of Jesus to Mary. Luke 2, a vast army of angels announced Jesus' birth to shepherds. Matthew 2, an angel warned Joseph about Herod's plot to kill Jesus. Matthew 4, angels ministered to Jesus after the three temptations of Satan. Luke 22, an angel gave Jesus strength as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew 26, at least 12 legions or 72,000 angels were ready to help Jesus when he was arrested. Matthew 28, an angel rolled back the stone from Jesus' tomb. Also in Matthew 28, an angel announced the resurrection of Jesus. Acts chapter 1, angels were with Jesus when he ascended into heaven. Matthew 24, angels will be with Jesus at his second coming. For 2 Thessalonians 1, angels will execute judgment. Matthew 13, angels will separate the righteous from the wicked. And throughout, angels rejoice over sinners who repent, they praise, and they worship God. And everything that's written about angels is confirmed by what is said in Hebrews chapter 1, that Jesus is superior in every way. Hebrews 1:4, this is different translations. He's much superior to angels, far greater, much better, altogether greater, how much more excellent, higher than any angel in rank and rule, so far better, he's the best. And why did Hebrews 1 start out by talking about the superiority of Jesus to angels? Well, Jews in that day believed in angels. Well, Jews except for Sadducees. It says in Acts 23:8, the Sadducees say there's no resurrection or angels or spirits, but the Pharisees believe in all these. So Sadducees don't believe in angels or the resurrection of Jesus, which is why they were so sad, you see. No extra charge. Many of the first century, though, believed that angels were perfect. They were advisors to God and were worthy to pray to. Many Catholic websites explain why Catholics pray to saints and angels. Here's one main site for us Catholics. Praying to saints and angels can seem like the most natural thing in the world. We do it all the time, both in the church's official liturgies and in our personal prayers. So it's part of the fabric of our daily spiritual lives. However, not all Christians feel the same way. To our Protestant brothers and sisters, it's often a very foreign practice. In fact, many of them believe that it is idolatrous. Go figure. Colossians 2:18, Paul forbade the worship of angels. Don't be cheated by people who make a show of acting humble and who worship angels. They brag about seeing visions, but it's all nonsense.
This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of SCW Christian Church. To help keep this programming on the air, please go to scwcc.org or mail your contributions to SCWCC, 2803 North 151st Avenue, Sun City West, Arizona, 85375.
Jesus is better than angels. It says the name that he inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now, name in that culture means something different than today. In Greek, it's onoma and refers to everything that a person is. It's their entire character, their reputation, what distinguishes them from all others. It refers to the very essence of what a person is. It encompasses their rank, authority, command, and deeds. And you know that gifts can be a curse or a blessing. If you name your son Hitler, probably not a good thing. But it identifies someone with their parent's estate and heritage. The name of Jesus represents who he is at his very essence. Here's how some people may have gotten their names. A woman with one leg longer than another may be named Eileen. A man who's always at your front door, that's Matt. A man who's always stealing stuff, Rob. A lady who's hanging from a roof, Eve. A man who can't stand, Neil. A woman lying on a beach, Sandy. A man who needs a shave, Harry. A man who is always working out, Jim. A man who can't keep his food down, Chuck. A man who's hanging on a wall, Art. And it goes by the hundreds. But the name of Jesus is the greatest name of all time. He's far above all rulers, authorities, powers, lords, and all other names that can be named, not only in this present world, but also in the world to come. And in the world to come, Jesus will finally be acknowledged by all. Philippians 2:9 says, God elevated him to the place of highest honor, gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. So someday those even under the earth in hell will bow before the name and person of Jesus. Of his followers, Jesus said in John 17, keep them safe by the power of the name you've given me. Acts 10:43, all the prophets spoke about him, saying that all who believe in him will have their sins forgiven through the power of his name. Jesus said in Luke 24, all people of every nation must be told, in my name turn to God in order to be forgiven. Peter said in Acts 2, turn to God, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And do it all in the name of the Lord. Here's one way of putting it. What is the name of the Lord? Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 23:39, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We're not saved by angels, by a church that we attend, by a denomination, by a preacher, and not by the Pope. No one else can save us. Indeed, we can be saved only by the power of the one named Jesus, not by any other person. And the fourth verse of Hebrews 1 says Jesus is so much better than the angels. Not just better, he's the best. He's the answer to who's God. He's the strength and hero of God, and only Jesus is the light of the world. And the writer of the book of Hebrews uses seven scriptures or Old Testament prophecies to prove his point of the superiority of Jesus. Hebrews 1:5. God never said to any angel, you're my son. Today I've given you the honor that goes with that name, but God said it about Jesus. And that corresponds to Psalm chapter 2. I will announce the Lord's decree. He said to me, you're my son. Today I become your father. Angels are, in Scripture, sometimes collectively referred to as sons of God. Sometimes people collectively are referred to sons or daughters or children of God. But in John 3:16 we read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know what only means in Greek? Only. One and only, and begotten as monogenes, means the only one of its kind, to produce from oneself, from one's own body, sharing the divine nature as God, as opposed to sons and daughters through adoption. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come on you and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. After Jesus was baptized, Matthew 3:16, he immediately came up from the water. Then a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love, my Son, with whom I'm pleased. And at the transfiguration in Mark 9, a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, this is my son whom I love, listen to him. And that's why it says in the fifth verse, God said, I will be his father and he will be my son. That's from 2 Samuel 7, I'll be his father, he'll be my son. God never said to an angel, I'm going to be his father and he'll be my son. Because only God should be worshipped. The sixth verse says, when he brought this supreme son into the world, God said, let all of God's angels worship him. And supreme is the Greek protokos, like our prototype, that's the original from which all others are patterned. It's translated supreme, first, preeminent, the first to be brought forth. And that's out of Psalm 97. Worship him, all his angels. The worship of angels, or angelolatry, is worshiping creation rather than the Creator. Paul addressed that in Romans chapter 1. They traded the truth about God for a lie. They worshiped and served the things God created rather than instead of the Creator himself, who's worthy of eternal praise. Amen. John writes in Revelation chapter 5, I heard the voices of many angels. In a loud voice, they were singing, the Lamb who is slain deserves to receive power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and praise. And the lesser always worships the greater. Angels worship Jesus. Now, there are four types of angels mentioned in the Bible. Some are messengers. Angelos, angel, literally means messenger. Messenger is someone who is dispatched to carry a responsibility and service to the sender. Some angels are ministering. Minister means to serve. In the 14th verse of our chapter, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Sent to serve. Angels don't obey our commands. We don't control them. We don't direct them. They're sent to take their orders and direction from God himself. Remember, angels were sent to rescue Lot and his family from impending destruction. That God sent an angel to shut the mouths of lions when Daniel was in the den. God sent an angel to rescue Peter from his prison. And the angels ministered to Jesus after his 40-day fast, three temptations from Satan, and ministered to him in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then some are military angels. You read especially Daniel in Revelation, you're going to see angels locked in warfare with demonic forces. The angel Gabriel spoke of angel-demon warfare when he said to Daniel in chapter 10, verse 13, the guardian angel of Persia opposed me for 21 days. Then Michael, who's one of the strongest guardian angels, came to rescue me. 2 Kings 6, God sent many chariots of fire to Elisha to do battle with the army of the king of Syria. Some angels are messengers, or managers, I'm sorry, over creation, managers. In Revelation 16, there are seven angels that are sent to manage creation. The first brought festering sores. The second angel turned seas into blood. The third angel turned rivers and springs into blood. The fourth controlled the sun, searing people with intense heat. The fifth angel plunged the world into darkness. The sixth angel brought drought. And the seventh angel controlled the air, bringing storms and the world's largest earthquakes and 100-pound hailstones, the Bible says. He sends his angels like winds, his servants like flames of fire. And all of these specialist angels work for their Creator. Paul said about Jesus in Colossians 1:16, for everything, absolutely everything above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him. Who is this Son of God? Verse 8, God says about his Son, you are God. God the Father addresses God the Son as God. And you'll see it as we study through Hebrews. He says it again and again and again. Jesus' authority is unending and unequal. Verse 8, God said about his Son, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. That's a quote from Psalm 45. And he says, you will rule with a scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. Therefore, O God, your God has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than anyone else. Jesus will rule forever as God and will do so with justice.
This has been Living Strong. Join them at Sun City West Christian Church. They offer a variety of Sunday morning worship services. The 8 a.m. is a blend of new and classic worship songs. The 9:30 a.m. service includes more classical Christian hymns that many were raised on. The newest 11 a.m. service is a bit more contemporary. It's called Live. Live offers new children's programs and the opportunity for you to be included in the band and music of the ministry. Sun City West Christian Church, located at 20803 North 151st Ave in Sun City West. Again, that's 20803 North 151st Ave in Sun City West. Head on over to scwcc.org to see what Sun City West Christian Church is all about. That's scwcc.org. Living Strong, brought to you by Sun City West Christian Church.
The preceding program was sponsored by Sun City West Christian Church.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.